I'll start today in history with January 17, 1948, when Indonesia and the Netherlands signed the Ranville Agreement. The Ranville Agreement was an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands that was signed on board the United States warship USS Ranville, which was anchored at Tanjung Priok Port in North Jakarta. This agreement was facilitated by the UN through the Three Nations Commission, consisting of representatives from the United States, Australia, and Belgium. The purpose of the Ranville Agreement was to end the fighting and establish a ceasefire between the two parties by setting boundaries for a status quo that was more beneficial to the Netherlands. However, the Netherlands later violated the agreement by launching the Dutch military aggression second in December 1948. Let's move it on to January 17, 1991, when the Operation Desert Storms occurred. The Gulf War, known as Operation Desert Storm, was triggered by the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait on August 2, 1990. As a result of this invasion, Kuwait asked for assistance from the United States. Operation Desert Storm, led by the United States, was officially announced at the White House. This operation was carried out by an international coalition under the command of General Norman Schwarzkopf of the United States, by involving 32 countries including England, Egypt, France, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. On August 3, 1990, the UN Security Council urged Iraq to withdraw its troops from Kuwait, but Iraq refused. The Security Council then gave Iraq a deadline on January 15, 1991 to withdraw its troops. Because Iraq did not meet these demands on January 17, 1991, back at the time, Allied forces began airstrikes against Iraqi troops known as Operation Desert Storm. This attack succeeded in weakening Iraq's military strength. I'll end today in history with the Kobe earthquake. The Kobe earthquake in Japan occurred on January 17, 1985. Morning with a magnitude of 7.3. The epicenter of the earthquake was located north of Awaji Island in the southern part of Hyogo Prefecture. The earthquake lasted about 20 seconds and caused severe damage in the city of Kobe, which is about 20 kilometers from the epicenter. This earthquake killed 6,433 people.